We had him on way back. Always good to revisit. Mr. Gottfried, how are you? Welcome to Long Island, LI News Radio.
Oh, so you had me on way back? That's very flattering.
You know, by the way, we had to book you right after we talked with our lawyer expert, Mr. Brian Wagner, on the El Chapo verdict. So you are you're coming right after the El Chapo verdict discussion, sir.
The El Chapo verdict? Which was the El Chapo verdict?
Gilbert's doing too many podcasts these days. Listen, I'm figuring out what's going on with you. But listen, it's great to have you here. Talk to me about the podcast. It's Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast. It's a colossal podcast, Mr. Gottfried.
Yes. Yeah. If I say so myself.
What's it about?
It's a podcast where I like to concentrate on old Hollywood, like stuff that I grew up watching. You know, we've had on like Dick Van Dyke, Cole Reiner, Bruce Dern. The amazing thing about it is, like, I thought nobody would listen to this, and it turns out they not only listen to it, but they're looking up who these people are now. You know, because a lot of them are forgotten by current audiences.
Yeah, that is true. And, you know, a lot of people, and by the way, we're talking with Gilbert Gottfried. He's calling from a spaceship circling the moon, it seems. Boy, I tell you, I don't know what's going on over there.
This is the worst connection on the planet. I'm hearing voices from Jupiter on here.
Yeah, it feels like you're on Uranus. The planet, that is. I mean, but talk to me about the podcast. I mean, basically, everybody's getting into podcasts. What was the biggest thing for you, Gilbert, to kind of get into this category?
Oh, I don't know. It's to this day, the idea of a podcast seems like I don't know what it is. And I have older guests who will say to me, "What is it?" And I tell them, "It's a radio show on your computer," which is what it really is. And it's like, but it's weird. It's like I have a hard time understanding current technology. It's like for a while people were telling me, you know, keep a blog, write a blog. So I was doing that, and then I realized any 3-year-old is writing better blogs than me, and who cares?
It's true. Gilbert Gottfried with us. You know, hey, Gilbert, you know, I was flipping the channels the other day, and I'm watching a little bit of Beverly Hills Cops 2, and it kind of brought me back to the desk. Sydney Bernstein was your character. Was that at all? I got to ask you this. Was that completely improvised, that whole scene? I mean, you were obviously brilliantly funny in that, as always. Give me a little bit about the scene. Is that complete improvisation there?
Yeah, we were just, every time we did it, you know, you film scenes a few times. Every time we did it differently. And then just started playing around. And yeah, no, I have great memories of that scene in the movie because it was like, you know, I just remember having fun where it wasn't work. We were just jumping in with different ad-libs and switching the scene around and laughing. And that was a lot of fun to do.
That was a very funny scene. That's one of my favorites, actually. From you. And of course, you know, you remember Gilbert from Problem Child, and I think Look Who's Talking. You were in the Look Who's Talking sequel, I think. And you were also in the Adventures of Fort Fairlane there. So you had a nice little run there. You also, a lot of people don't remember Gilbert in Aladdin. You played the parrot in that, the voice, right?
Yeah, that was that's one of those few movies I look at and go, "Oh, wait, this is actually a quality production." It's like I got in it by accident. That was fun to do. And, like, Fort Fairlane was one of those that bombed when it came out, but it's a cult following over the years.
It does. It really does. It really and you know, you think about it, I'll tell you, that one really kind of caught on way back. I remember when it came out, and Dice Clay, and look at Dice Clay. You know, Dice Clay is becoming an actor now. Do you see him in the Gaga movie with Bradley Cooper? He plays the father. That's unbelievable. He had some performance there.
Yeah.
Good stuff there with Andrew Dice Clay. Well, I'll tell you, great stuff from you. You got everything going for yourself, the podcast. You got the Valentine's Day thing and everything else. We'll be looking out for more stuff from you. How's that?
Yeah. Just, I hope someone is.
Listen, Gilbert, I got to tell you, I hope you have a safe landing on planet Earth.
I know. This is the, you know, talking through a tin can and a string would have been a clearer connection.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, hopefully Long Islanders got the gist of it this morning. Always a pleasure, my friend. Don't stay away that long.
I hope the audience made out every 10 words, you know.
Yeah, every 10 words, and then there was a gap, but that's okay. Always love talking with you. Thanks, Gil.
Yeah.